Let's return now to the escalating tensions in Israel after the head of the military wing of the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, his name is Ahmed Al-Jabri, was killed during a series of Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight. Nidal Al-Mughrabi is the correspondent for Reuters in Gaza City, where some of those airstrikes occurred. I spoke with Nidal earlier this morning.
The explosion was so near, you know, it shook the building. And, you know, as a result, you know, like a complete, you know, like building was destroyed. According to medical officials in Gaza, one man was killed and 15 others were wounded in the explosion, which targeted an abandoned, you know, like a, you know, like, you know, building in the middle of Gaza City, in actually in a densely populated neighborhood.
Two sides now engaged in an escalation here. But what started it? What's provoked Israel? Hamas, according to Israel, has been firing rockets into southern Israel with greater intensity since the weekend. Why?
The whole thing was provoked by two incidents that took place in the past week. In one incident, militants from Gaza, and at the time Hamas claimed that they detonated a large explosive device against an Israeli patrol that was, patrolling the fence near Gaza. And the second, which Israel described as, as very dangerous, and some Israeli media, hinted that the aim of the bombing attack was possibly to kidnap Israeli soldiers, but that was not officially confirmed by Israeli officials of record. And the second incident was on Saturday when the militants from Gaza fired a new kind of anti-tank rockets called Cornet. That serious weapon that had been used by Hezbollah militias in the 2006 war, with Israel, and was proved to have been very lethal in the fight against Israeli soldiers.
What do you think will happen now? How far do you think this escalation will go? Israel isn't ruling out another ground invasion. Do you think we are headed for a second Gaza war?
In the situation as it stands, it shows both sides, Hamas and Israel, at the brink of another war. A land incursion into Gaza will provoke, peoples of the neighboring Arab countries, especially in neighboring Egypt, and many analysts, said that it will increase hostilities against Israel and possibly against the United States if Israel mounts a new large-scale war on the Gaza Strip.
That's Nidal Al-Mughrabi, the Reuters correspondent in Gaza City.